That's where you at, Cape Talk, and the very last lap, 19 minutes, is it? Through till 12 o'clock, 19 minutes with Bianca Flanders, actress and author. Welcome, it's good to have you.
Thank you, it's so lovely to be here.
I love your hair.
Thank you, I can barely fit under the mic, but we
How would you describe your hair?
Bossy, wild, unpredictable.
Yeah. That's the condition of a lot of people here in Cape Town, is it not?
Yes, some of us are in denial though, but yes.
Yeah, why would people not like... Yeah, because sometimes people are like, I can't believe what people do to their hair.
I know. Ugh, I mean, we probably get into
and stuff.
Western standards of beauty, and we've been fed lies for, you know, centuries.
Yeah.
But I think we're getting better. It's really nice to see lots of bossy cops out on
Absolutely.
The street.
Absolutely. And it does kind of, if you're not that complete in your makeup, then, you know, you're not going to live out your full potential if you don't love what you see in the mirror.
Yes. I agree. I totally agree with that.
It sounds like you're an activist because this is nearly what your characters represent, this whole beautiful wholesomeness.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, I feel like there are lots of different ways to be an activist. Some people are marchers, some people are activists with their words. And for me, my work is a form of activism, and that's what Pumpkin is. Yeah, it's to, if I can change the lives of a little girl, or, you know, if they have to stress less about what I had to stress about when I was a child, then that leaves them more time with brain space to think, how do I become a CEO or an
Absolutely.
Astronaut?
Or, yeah. You can achieve that a lot early in your life. So would you say it speaks that kind of social history unique to Cape Town, or is it a broader read for girls?
I think it's both. So for me, it's important that the Pumpkin series is really culturally specific, because I'm a proud South African and I think we have a lot of magic.
Specific, then we need to know how you self-identify.
I identify as a brown South African storyteller.
Brown South Africa.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where I am. Those are the words that I choose to use for where
Let's
I am.
Let's pinpoint the origins of this brown South African.
I think, you know, to be honest, as a person of color, I think you have to really sit with yourself, with identity.
Where were you born?
I was born in East London.
Okay.
But I grew up in Cape Town.
Okay.
Yes.
So most of your socialization is in Cape Town?
Yes.
And where specifically?
Rondebosch East.
Oh, clearly English speaking. Have you noticed the difference between English and Afrikaans speaking?
I work so much in Afrikaans, and it's a lesson in humility every time, but I'm practicing, I'm getting better.
Is there a schism between English speakers and Afrikaans speakers?
I think, funnily enough, I think Afrikaans for me as a language is more open. I feel like English is naturally drier and slightly more cynical, I think, as a language.
And you can't convey, like, from the heart in the manner that you
can
in Afrikaans.
Yes, Afrikaans just hits the spot. Like, Afrikaans poetry just gets it just right.
Okay, so tell us about your upbringing. How would impose this insecurity in your life?
You know, I think it came from all over. Luckily, my mother was incredible, so she was always such a massive supporter in whatever I did, and also my hair. So she kind of insisted that I wear my hair curly. I would cry because all I wanted was straight hair, and she was like,
okay.
No. So even though I think she would sometimes get a lot of criticism from, you know, people, she kind of stuck to her guns. And
you come to embrace your hair.
Yes.
Okay, because mine was a different experience, because
oh, really?
My mother, she used olive oil on my hair. And I don't know if you know Swilco's.
Of course I do.
It was like 5 minutes to the left and 5 minutes to the right.
Yes.
I was like absolutely traumatized. It was also white mink, which was a skin lightening cream, because she wanted me to be upwardly mobile in South Africa.
Yes.
Apartheid South Africa at the time. So, you know, she wanted me to be successful, and she employed all means. But it didn't kind of go down to liquor with me, because I was like, why can't I just be beautiful without a swell coast, you know?
Yes.
So it takes you a long time to come into it. And I'm surprised that these kind of issues are still prevalent. And would you say particularly in Cape Town?
Well, I can probably only speak for Cape Town. So I would say yes. But
so
you know,
brown girl in East London wouldn't necessarily have the same issues.
Well, I feel bad for speaking on behalf of brown girls in East London, but I mean, I would imagine it is so. But it also doesn't surprise me, because it took us centuries to get here, we have to unlearn centuries
of
learning. Mm. So, but I think it's happening quite quickly.
And you're going to help with that particular process. But I do believe that younger parents are just doing much better than the older parents. I mean, if you look at my parents, my mom and dad, I think they've seen the brunt of apartheid. Their dreams were trashed. There's nothing worse than trashing a person's dreams.
Yes.
And the only thing they wanted to do was protect me in whichever way they could, or assist me to be a little more upwardly mobile. So they sent me to an English school. Meanwhile, we're talking Afrikaans at home, you know, and the hair straight, and let's get the skin a little lighter because your upward mobility is impacted by these things. That was their reality.
Yeah.
But it's a different reality now.
Well, you know, I mean, I think parents do the best that they can. So I have a lot of, I have a deep amount of empathy. I think the older I get, especially for people of my parents' generation, because what they actually had was 29 years. They had 29 years to try to do better than their parents. And by do better, I just mean work with what they have and try to really upskill their kids. So for me, the fact that I'm 32, I'm a brown South African, and my parents managed to educate me. I have two university qualifications. I am confident and I believe that everything is possible. You know, I don't say this to be boastful. I say this because I think my friends feel this way as well and are also like this. And I just have a lot of respect for what my parents had to handle and their level of resilience and bravery and grace, actually. Because I don't think I'm half as resilient and brave as the people in my parents' generation. And hopefully, you know, I do better than they did. And my kids, if I ever have kids, will do better than me. And I feel like that's how we go forward. We must just each try to do just a little bit better.
It's described as confident, brave, kind, and curious. Just a few of the words that describe the funny, fun, and feisty magic of pumpkin pie. In a country that is as beautifully diverse and unique as South Africa, we need heroes that promote inclusivity, tolerance, kindness, and joy. This was the inspiration behind this character. I agree with you. It's your responsibility as a brown woman. It's absolutely your responsibility to tell South Africa about its unique diverseness and to bring people together.
Yes. I mean, I think I'm really, it sounds so cheesy, but I'm the most patriotic. I mean, obviously we have all South Africans, we've got our issues, but I really think as a country, we are so magical. And I feel that we have something so special as a people to offer. And for me, a story, whether it be books or film or television or plays, is just another way of bringing that magic across. And my favorite thing about the pumpkin series is that the illustrator also gets it. So you'll see there's a lot of proteas or strelitzias or flora and fauna that's quite distinct to South Africa. And I try to also bring that across in some of the language that I use.
Gaan jy vir ons 'n stukkie lees?
Ek sal definitief 'n stukkie lees.
And it's all in English, right?
And Afrikaans.
Oh, okay. You need us a piece in both.
I only have the English with me, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. I wanted to.
I don't have stuck with Afrikaans.
We'll say that for another day. We're going to come back to this conversation. She's going to read a piece out of pumpkin. I got my tongue tied in a tot. I haven't been in the studio for a week and now it's like difficult to talk.
Well, you sound very resonant to the rest of us, so don't worry about it.
But Bianca Flanders, actress and author, talking about, of course, a book empowering South African girls. It's called Pumpkin Pie, and you're going to hear a piece next. Bianca Flanders, my guest in the studio, actress and author. I believe you wrote it in 30 minutes.
That was the first one. The second one took much longer.
Okay. Is it like just an inspiration, clearly, that first one?
Yeah. To be honest, this sounds very cheesy and esoteric, but I really think God wanted the story in the world, and I happened to be available on that day, so I just kind of vesseled out.
You and I come from
one.
The same planet. Don't worry. You're going to read us a piece so we can get a feel. And who would you be targeting with this particular book?
I would say kids from about 3 to 8.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take a listen.
So this is an extract from Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness. Pumpkin Pie was grumpy. Her day had been the worst. She thought she'd win a prize at school, but Megan had come first. Her nose began to crumple. She felt her cross face grow. Her eyes began to bubble and her cheeks began to glow. As she sat and sobbed her heart out on her favorite garden swing, she couldn't help but wonder, why did Megan have to win? Pumpkin knew her song by heart. She'd practiced all week long. She was sure she'd be the winner. But sadly, she was wrong. Her anger started rumbling. It sizzled, snaked, and grew into a big green monster that she couldn't quite undo. What is wrong with me, she thought. Am I not good enough? What is it that Megan has that people seem to love? She fussed and fumed and fretted. She complained to Toots the cat. Then Pumpkin Pie felt Oma's hand giving her back a gentle pat. Pumpkin Pie, I know you're sad. You feel your heart might break. But there's nothing wrong with sadness. It shows your heart's awake. I know a little secret. I'll share if you don't mind. If you want your monster gone, kapoof! there's something you must find.
Okay, so there's a lot that you leave there in the air. I mean, is Pumpkin a sore loser? Who is Megan? Why is she jealous? Or is Megan just getting away with murder?
Oh, well, no, Pumpkin's definitely a sore loser.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's struggling with feelings of jealousy in the book. And I really wanted to do that because I think we need to normalize uncomfortable feelings. We need
to
learn how to deal with it. And I also think, just to take a step back, culturally, I feel like in the brown community, we're not always the most supportive. So I really wanted to tell a story where there is somebody who is a little girl who is struggling with these feelings of she can't be supportive. She's struggling with envy and jealousy, because I think everyone has felt that at some point in their life.
Sure.
And I want to teach kids how to overcome these feelings and how to deal with it and grapple with it. So this is about Pumpkin and she looks for how she discovers her kindness.
And there's a lot of that actress ability that came through there, that read as well. I would imagine the kids aren't reading it themselves. Somebody's reading it to them.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's been great because a lot of parents send me messages and say that how the Pumpkin books have helped their kids learn how to read, because now they can recognize a word and point to it, which is,
you can't read it and put it on a stick.
Well, I have lots of surprises for Pumpkin this year, Clarence.
Cool. You're going to be developing the reach.
So many surprises. But the great thing is that all four Pumpkin books have now been listed on the Gauteng Department of Education's list of recommended reading.
Wow.
So that's great to have that endorsement because they really do help kids with their reading abilities and comprehension as well.
And is some other ideas, maybe your teenage life and the challenges there, going to spring forth in follow-ups as Pumpkin grows up? Is it going to be telling more stories of your life?
I'd really love to write for tweens. I think Pumpkin will stay Pumpkin. She'll stay her age. But I'd really love to write, I think, 10, but like 10 to 12. That's an awkward, forgotten age. We don't quite know what to do with that.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see if I could tackle that.
Okay, just a brown girl. Would that be a colored girl?
Yes.
Okay, people
use. No, I'm just saying for me right now, I prefer to use brown.
Okay, I prefer anything other than colored as well. And I'd like to see how this kind of just develops. You say there are other plans. You're not going to let us into those plans?
Well, I'll let you in a little snippet. I'm producing a production of the second children's book, Pumpkin Finds Her Kindness, which will tour all the Kura schools in South Africa in August, and will add some public performances. So it'll be with puppet music, live music and song. And then the third Pumpkin book will be coming out at the end of June, but I can't say anything because it deserves its own slot.
So that little brown girl in the class is going to come into herself, and therefore other people are going to see it differently. Is that what you really want for Pumpkin?
For me, it's less about how other people see little girls and more about how they see themselves. And
more about how they see themselves.
Yes,
Pumpkin comes into her own, and her reality has changed in the process. I see it differently.
Yeah, yes. Is that what you? Yes. No. Absolutely. Yes, that's the idea. And for me, it's as much as its representation is important, and I want little girls of color to look at the book and see themselves. It's also for anybody who feels othered. Like a lot of the themes are about the fact that everybody is different and unique. So for me, that was also important.
So middle child syndrome applies.
Yes.
Okay, this is fascinating. Just to wrap, tell us about your acting career. Is that on the back burner while Pumpkin finds form and favor?
I'm kind of having to juggle both at the moment. So I've just shot a series and a film this year. It's really annoying. It's one of those irritating things where I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. And I'm shooting another film next week. But a lot of my time is just trying to really get Pumpkin to as many kids as possible and to expand across various mediums. So not just books, but also theater and one or two other things.
A busy brown girl with a beautiful, bushy hairstyle. She's got 2 degrees, and of course she's an author and an actress, and her name Bianca Flanders. Watch out for Pumpkin Pie. Maybe you want to find it for, you said, 3 to 6 year olds. Great read.
Yes.
For kids.